throughout the world. It's football time in Tennessee.
Here's Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown,
Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah, give
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something.
30,
he's 40, got something.
50.
He's got it.
40,
he's got it.
20. 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour with your host, Drake Colley.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Clayton the Claw Harris. It is Monday, March 18th. I hope everyone had a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Clayton, did you enjoy any of the festivities there for the – and did you have a green beer?
No, no.
What?
No, I mean
–
we just had a lot going on yesterday, man.
I'm hearing you. It was a manic Sunday. Instead of a manic Monday, it was a manic Sunday.
I wish they would just like designate a certain Saturday in March as St. Patrick's Day every year.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you on that. Did you wear green yesterday?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So therefore did you still get pinched?
Yeah, the kids. Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, and that's a kid. That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely,
that's a lot of fun as a kid. I remember, you know, and going to school on St. Patty's Day, and always having to have something green on. You know, we had this kid in this. I think it was a fifth or sixth grade. He had green teeth.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so he had something green on year round. So. But it wasn't the most pleasant thing to look at. Okay, the field of hold on. Before we go to March Madness, we've got to give kudos, props, whatever you want to call it, to the Santa Fe boys basketball team, the Wildcats, coached by head coach Brad Slaughter, his fine crew of assistants. And as we – here at the radio station, Big Lou and I went up for their first round game, which was an incredible victory, which they came back from an 11-point deficit starting the fourth quarter, won by 3, 53-50, to send them into the semifinals against Chattanooga Prep, preparatory school, which had a tremendous team and ended up winning the state finals. Santa Fe did not. They fell a little bit short, but I just want to say one thing. I've been to quite a few state tournaments, a couple as an official, more as obviously as a spectator, and I've just not enjoyed watching Santa Fe compete as a team mm-hmm. for their community of Santa Fe here in Maury County anymore. Now, you know, I've watched CA. I've been up to the tournament and watched different teams from this area play but over the years. But I'll just tell you, I really enjoyed watching Santa Fe compete. You know, and I think everybody loves an underdog. And I think Santa Fe was kind of considered, because nobody knew anything about them. I mean, it's their first time in the history of the school to go to the tournament and represent their school, their community, this county, this area. And nobody knew anything about them. And they came in, they were probably considered underdogs. But that's okay.
Absolutely.
And they went up against North Greene, down by 11 starting the fourth quarter, against a former Mr. Basketball finalist in Jason Britton, who's a senior this year. And I think Mr. Britton and North Green felt as though with 11-point lead starting the fourth quarter, hey, we got this thing licked. Let's start looking ahead to the next game. Well, they were mistaken, my friend. And Santa Fe, what you call, bared down, hunkered down defensively, held North Green to 5 points in the fourth quarter while they scored 19, won by three, moved on the second round and got beat by the eventual state champion, 1A state champion, Chattanooga Prep, who beat Frank Hughes from Clifton, Tennessee. And it's kind of that, you know, Clifton's an hour or so away from here. It's not that far from here. You know, Clifton occasionally, Frank Hughes occasionally makes its way into our area to play some schools. They're not that far away. And they were probably considered the underdogs too. So what a great run, and how proud Santa Fe Coach Slaughter should be of his players. I'm sure he is, including his son, Auden. And, you know, I just wanted to say from a broadcast standpoint, we couldn't be happier or more proud to broadcast those games for our listeners here back in southern Middle Tennessee in the Murray County area.
It's something that Coach Slaughter, his players, and that community will never forget. And they still have a lot coming back next year. And I'm sure that'll be their goal, is not only to get there, but to win it. You know, I mentioned before the broadcast on Friday, and, you know, I'm not making excuses or anything, but there is no way, absolutely no way, that charter schools should be allowed to play in the public division. I mean, there's just no way.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a reason why private schools were put in their division, right?
Correct.
And basically the reason is because private schools can pick and choose students or players when it comes to sports.
Yep.
And they can basically offer them scholarships.
Yep.
To come in and play for that private school, when public schools just play the hand or the cards that are dealt them. That's athletically.
It. I mean, they look like a Division II basketball team, college basketball team.
Well, they had two players that were at least 6'6", another that was 6'4",
yeah.
A point guard that was, I think, 6'1".
No seniors.
So they probably averaged, their starting lineup probably averaged, I would say easily probably 6'2", 6'1", 6'2".
I mean, imagine that team playing nothing but a 1A schedule. They would never lose.
Yeah. And they had, like you said, Clayton, they had zero seniors on the team.
Now, I will say that Santa Fe, they fought like crazy. They had a halftime lead. But you could tell depth, you know, they didn't have the depth, sure, that Chattanooga Prep had. But I'm telling you, I told you late in the game during a break, Auden Slaughter and his teammates, they literally gave it everything that they had.
Well, Chattanooga Prep, if my notes are correct here, very balanced scoring, Clayton. They, three of four starters were in double figures.
Yeah.
And then they had another 6'6" player, Derek Robertson. Robertson, I believe he might have been most valuable player of the tournament. I can't remember. But he had 9 points against Santa Fe. Santa Fe just – they were – excuse me, Chattanooga Prep was four of 17 from three-point range, and Santa Fe couldn't get any three-pointers to go. That was a little bit of –
which is rare.
Right, which is a little bit of difference in the ball game. But I tell you what really told the tale was the turnovers for Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah, 24.
And he just had that. You just had that suffocating full court press by Chattanooga Prep, constantly badgering the ball handler as soon as they got near the half court stripe or into the front court. I mean, they were on them, stealing the ball, and then off of those steals, Chattanooga Prep was able to generate offense. You know,
right,
the breakaway layups, the easy shots, and that's just how they operate. And that's if you watched the Frank Hughes game, which Chattanooga Prep won by over 20 points, they did the exact same thing to Frank Hughes. And so, But congratulations, Chattanooga Prep. They had a great team. But I agree with you. I think the TSSAA is going to have to address charter schools and their ability to pick and choose players to come to their school or students to come to their school, and whether they're picking them for academic reasons and they just happen to be terrific 6'6" basketball players. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a good question, right? I mean, let's just be totally honest.
I spoke with the head of the Basketball Coaches Association Tennessee about the fact that charter schools are allowed to play in the public division, and he told me that it is going to have to be addressed. They need a school to make a proposal, and if they will do that, they plan on as an organization endorsing that proposal.
Yeah. Well, in the final game for the Santa Fe Wildcats, the semifinal against Chattanooga Prep, Auden Slaughter, superstar junior, head coach Brad Slaughter's son, led the Wildcats as he did all year. He had 14 rebounds with 41 points of the 51 of his teams. And he set a TSSAA state tournament record. What was the record, Clayton?
Most free throws attempted and most made.
Most free throws attempted at 26 and the most made in a Tennessee State boys basketball tournament. I don't know whether that includes girls or not, too. I don't know. But he made 21 out of 26, along with Macon Atkinson, who had 6 points and 8 rebounds, and the attorney floor general, Andrew Graves, had 2 points. And Caleb Hazlett had 2 points. So, hey, congratulations to the Santa Fe Wildcats. They had a great season. And if I'm here at the station this time next year, I can't wait to get back and follow them as the bar's been set now.
Absolutely.
We expect these guys to get back to the glass house and play for a championship, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. So
that's got to be the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, speaking of basketball tournaments, the Field of 68 has been set for March Madness. And 32 conferences, basketball conference, college basketball conferences, make up this field, 32 of them.
It's a lot.
And those conferences produce 32 automatic bids. Okay.
So half the field.
Yeah. 36 at-large teams. So the selection committee has to sit down and figure out who's in, who's out. And we're going to go over that. How much time we got left in this? 3 minutes? We can go over it right now if we got 3 minutes to go. 36 at-large teams are picked out by the NCAA selection committee. And this is the breakdown of big conferences and how many teams made it into each one. The Big 12 and the SEC led the way with 8 teams. Okay. Now, the SEC had a record tying 10 teams that made postseason play this year. Okay. And it ties a record from 2018. And last year, 2023, as 8 teams will make March Madness tournament and 2 teams will go to the NIL. I mean, NIT.
NIT, yeah.
NIL. They probably have NILs, but we'll go to the NIT. Now, the next conference, the Big Ten had 6, along with the Mountain West, they had 6. ACC had 5. Hmm. And, you know, the ACC and there's one conference I haven't mentioned yet that's a big basketball conference, but the ACC just having 5, that's kind of down for the ACC. Wouldn't you? What about North Carolina State shocking the world? And I mean,
well, but you got blue bloods like Louisville in the ACC now that are just absolutely trash, and they actually fired.
Is Notre Dame in the ACC basketball? They're terrible.
They are,
and they're terrible.
They're awful.
I mean, you know, I don't know what's happened to these programs, but
Louisville fired Kenny Payne, so they're the rumor on the block is that they really want Billy Donovan. Now, can they get him? We'll see.
Well, like I said, the ACC had five. The Pac-12 had four. And this is a shocker to me. The Big East had three.
Huh.
And I've picked UConn out of the Big East.
Yeah. They're good.
To win it all. That Danny Hurley, he's crazy. Yeah, you ever seen him on the sidelines? I mean, he goes.
No, his whole family's basketball family, man, with their dad.
Bobby, Danny.
I remember Bobby as a kid playing for Duke. He was a great player.
Oh, you talking about just the quintessential point guard.
Absolutely. About got killed in a car wreck, I remember, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, he was a good one. He was a good one.
Well, this is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake in the studio with Big Lou. The Claw.
Lou better be heading south.
Yeah, Big Lou. We're going to tell you all where he's supposed to be heading this weekend when we get back from break. Hang tight, folks. We'll be right back.
Give it up if you're falling. Homie, give it up for yourself. Lady, pick it up, it's been calling.
The Mules are back in town. For nearly 50 years, Mule Day funds have supported local schools, civic organizations, and improvements at the Maury County Park. Now Mule Day is working to positively impact the lives of young people in Maury County with the Mule Day Works Scholarship. Encourage young people to apply online at muleday.com/works or check it out to see how you can help support career and technical education in Maury County. Support Mule Day Works by attending Mule Day April 4th through the 7th. Visit muleday.com/works. That's muleday.com/works.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
This is Jim Ross, and you are listening to Front Porch Radio, WKOM 101.7, located in Columbia, Tennessee.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. We have advertised with WKRM and WKOM for the past several years and found it to be very successful. I highly recommend advertising with them if you have a local business like ours. We're located at 1608 Hatcher Lane here in Columbia. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and Saturdays from 8 to 2. Stop by Holland's for all your prescription needs where we have fast, friendly, courteous service. We custom fit support hose for you also. Thanks for supporting Holland's and WKRM and WKOM.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hey, this is Derek Ransom of Ten Pin Alley, voted number one family entertainment center in Maury County. We offer 32 bowling lanes, giant arcade, laser tag, bumper cars, and a full cafe and bar menu. We also specialize in group events, kids and adult birthday parties, company parties, sports team parties, and holiday parties. We're located at 322 East James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia. Call us today at 931-381-BOWL or visit us at tenpin.com. Ten Pin Alley, it's where the good times roll.
In today's uncertain world, you can never be too careful about your family's financial future. That's why the Parker Group, a part of Baird's Private Wealth Management, is offering a free second opinion on your financial plans. Let us review your current plan, and we will identify any gaps and offer suggestions to improve it. Please call the Parker Group at 931-548-3737. That's 931-548-3737. Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated does not offer tax or legal advice.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Coach Devin Simler from Columbia Central Baseball. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake, joined in the studio by the Claw running the boards for us. And what about that Crimson Tide baseball team? I mean, they went up. Was that in Knoxville?
It was in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, Tuscaloosa?
Gave
the Vols their first two losses of the season.
Yeah,
I mean,
in conference, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
and took the series from the Vols this weekend down in Tuscaloosa as the Vols won the first game 11-3 on Friday. Looking, the Vols are looking good. Then they went down Saturday and Sunday, losing Saturday 6-3 to the Crimson Tide. And then they lost by one run, 7-6 on Sunday.
And Alabama came back. They were down in that game, came back and won it. So
well, congratulations to the Crimson Tide, and
it is what it is, folks. I mean, you got to give them credit because I mean, this is a team that went through a lot last year. Speaking of Alabama, but if you look at Rob Vaughn, their new head coach from Maryland, was the 2022-2023 Big Ten Coach of the Year. It's his first year in Tuscaloosa, and they're playing good baseball, ranked number 14th in the country. They'll probably go up a few spots.
Tennessee's in the top five?
Yeah, they're number five, yeah.
Hmm.
So, okay. Yeah. Right. It, good year.
Roll Tide, baby.
Good
year. All I can
good
tell
start
you.
To the year for the Bama baseball team.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, let's go back and talk about the March Madness in the Southeastern Conference. The SEC has had at least one team advance to the Sweet 16 in 32 of the last 33 March Madness tournaments. The SEC has had at least one team in the Elite Eight in 9 of the last 13. Okay. 8 different SEC schools have made the Final Four. 8 different schools have made the Final Four. They are as follows: Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State, and South Carolina. There's two teams of note.
Yeah.
That we know have not made that list.
Tennessee and Alabama, yeah.
One of them is the Vols, and the other one is the Alabama Crimson Tide. You know, what about the year that Wimp had Latrell Sprewell and Antonio McDice and
Robert Horry,
Marvin Orange? I mean, that was definitely the all-SEC, all-NCAA name team on that, you know. So, anyway.
It's kind of like the Heisman Trophy. You know, for so long, neither Alabama or Tennessee had a Heisman Trophy winner. And then Nick Saban comes along and we got 5, but or 3 or right. 4, however many it is. Yeah, it's just that it's eluded both programs.
Well, Alabama just made Nate Ball and Oates, one of the highest paid college head coaches, basketball coaches in the country.
That's because, and I'm going to tell you, it's because the rumor on the block was that Michigan, who fired Juwan Howard, was going to make a run at Nate, who is from that area. You know, he started his high school coaching career in Detroit.
There you go. So they were afraid that Michigan would come calling. I'll throw a bunch of money at him.
Correct.
Off he goes. Well, he's staying at Alabama.
Absolutely.
Now, Kentucky, well, number 4 seed Alabama is in its 24th NCAA March Madness appearance. And this is the 4th straight under Nate Ball and Oates. So Kentucky leads the nation in March Madness appearances. You want to take a guess how many appearances Kentucky has made in the tournament?
50.
61.
Wow.
They have also played the most, they held the record for the most games played in the March Madness at 184 March Madness tournament games.
And their current head coach has the record for most Final Four banners being taken down. In a career.
That's hilarious. Now, let's go over the SEC tournament schedule real quick. On Thursday, and these numbers I'm going to mention before these teams are the where they are seeded in the tournament. Number 8 seed Mississippi State plays number 9 seed Michigan State on Thursday at 11:15 in Charlottesville. Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's one of the first games of the day,
yeah,
I guess.
Michigan State's favored by 1.5. There's a lot of close numbers in these first games.
Don't bet against Izzo.
Yeah. Number 6, South Carolina, is a 1.5 favorite over number 11, Oregon. That's going to be a tough ball game right there. That's 3 o'clock out of Pittsburgh on Thursday. Number 3, Kentucky, is a 13-point favorite over Oakland. And that's 3 o'clock start from Charlotte, North Carolina.
On Thursday.
These are all Thursday games. Number 2, Tennessee. Number 2 seed. They're number 5 in the country. Had a real chance to be number 1. I feel as if they just win that first
just
game.
Just win the
first game and you're a 1 seed.
Correct.
I mean, is there a lot of difference between a 1 and a 2? And a lot of Tennessee fans will probably say, you know, there's not a lot of difference. You
know, I don't know. I listened to Basilio and them, and they went through this whole thing about how big of a difference the 1 and the 2 is. It's like a historical look at how big of an advantage it is. So, I think it is a big deal to a degree.
Well, they at a number 2 seed are a 21-point favorite over St. Peter's, and we're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a minute about who, of course, St. Peter's 2 years ago went to the Elite Eight, right?
Yeah.
Now that's going to be on TNT out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and that's supposed to kick off around 8:20 on Thursday night. Friday schedule for the SEC teams. Number 4 seed Auburn's a 12-point favorite over number 13 seed Yale, which was in a tremendous ball game against Brown this Sunday. I mean, I don't know if any of you all watched that game, but I'm just telling you, that game was exciting to watch. The Brown people, which I don't know if they've ever been in the NCAA tournament. I don't, maybe back in the 50s or something. But I'm just telling you, like the alumni, and they were showing pictures of this old Brown University alumni sitting in the stands, and they were playing Yale, and it was going back and forth in the fourth quarter. And I mean, it just, and Brown just got inched out on a last second shot by a player for Yale, and I think his last name was Noling, but their big shooter for Yale is Mahoney, and I bet he had a big St. Patty's Day night
last night with the last name of Mahoney. I'm telling you right now, though, if I'm Auburn, playing Yale would make me nervous. Teams like Yale make me nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Smart. Discipline. Some of them have their own systems that they run. I mean, it's – yeah.
Number 7 seed Florida takes on number 10 seed, the winner of the Colorado-Boise State game. And, you know –
I feel bad for Florida, man. You know, they made a great run in the tournament, and then they start the game Sunday with their center breaking his leg.
That is brutal.
And that, yeah, I mean, so you're not going into this thing. You had some momentum, big momentum, and then that nasty injury on Sunday, it just emotionally.
But you know how many times you see a team lose one of the cogs or one of the important pieces of their team, and how they, I mean, we've seen it over and over again that in athletics, football, baseball, whatever the deal is, basketball, hockey. You lose kind of one of your main dudes, and the team kind of rallies around them. I'm not saying that Florida's going to make this deep run into March Madness. I'm just saying that, you know, other teammates, when you lose somebody, when somebody goes down, they have a tendency to step up and play, focus, and play better as a team, as a unit.
Well, it's hard to replace 7'1", though.
Well, I'm with you. Number 9, Texas A&M. Takes on the number 8 seed Nebraska. That's on Friday. And number 4 seed Alabama takes on the College of Charleston, or Charleston, number 13 seed. And that's around a 6:30 start on Friday evening. Now, number 2 seed, the Tennessee Vols, 24-8 record. They're making their 6th straight tournament appearance. And they take on St. Peter's, who has an overall record of 19-13. And like I said, they return to March Madness 2 years after their Cinderella run to the Elite Eight. Now, who has St. Peter's played this year? Well, they played 2 Big Six teams, losing 7-11, 70-59 to Seton Hall, who did not make the tournament, and 71-40 to Rutgers, who did not make the tournament. I'm talking about March Madness.
Right.
And they lost to a tournament team, Duquesne, by 9, 68-59. So Tennessee
on paper
has a pretty weak opponent opening up around, but as a number 2 seed, you know, you really should. I mean, you know, that's kind of the way the tournament works. But St. Peter's, they excel on defense and struggle on offense. They run a very slow pace. But they have a deep bench. They use 9 different players who average about 13 minutes a game. So they go deep, very slow pace, which might help to shorten the game
right
for them. And if they keep it low scoring, might keep them in the game. But, you know, like I said, Tennessee's a 21-point favorite, and Vegas doesn't make somebody a 21-point favorite for a low-scoring, tight game like that, in my opinion.
That's true.
So we'll see what happens as the Vols kick off their quest. And you know, let's just be honest. I know a lot of Tennessee fans, we work with them, we're around them, we see them on a daily basis. Tennessee fans are expecting great things out of this team. I mean, come on, they've scoured all of Europe and the globe to bring in these players from literally the other side of the world. I mean, you know.
But if you're Tennessee, are you worried, though? I mean, you've lost two in a row. You lost at home to Kentucky. You got upset in the first round in Nashville in front of a home crowd at Bridgestone Arena to a Mississippi State team.
Ouch! Ooh, that hurts.
I know everybody going into that, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we win or lose. Well, that's not the reaction I'm hearing now, especially on the show that comes on before us. There's a little bit of panic. There's a little bit of worry. You've lost two in a row. And really, the last game wasn't that competitive.
Okay.
If Kinect's not scoring, oh boy.
Well, I think they're at least going to be okay, I think, against St. Peter's. Now, when they roll up against Texas the next round,
yeah,
or
yeah,
Virginia.
Right.
Who plays a very deliberate,
slow down
late
game
in the shot clock offensive type game, which shortens the games tremendously and can keep the score down, or Colorado State. But, I mean, I think most people are picking Texas, and that'll be quite an interesting matchup if Tennessee and regular season Rick goes up against his old school of Texas, right? University of Texas.
So, I mean, if they were to get bounced on the first weekend of the tournament, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're – I just don't know.
Oh, and hey, before I forget, we've got a tournament challenge. You guys can go on ESPN.com/brackets and go on and pump in – group WKOM, WKRM.
One word. It's not spaced out. It's WKOM, WKRM.
Yeah. Join that group. Fill out your bracket. Doesn't cost anything. We're going to give away a $100 gift card, Amazon disc gift card for first place, $50 gift card for second place, and a $25 gift card for third place. And it doesn't cost anything. Tell your friends. Get your bracket in before the game start.
And that's through ESPN.
And this will be Thursday. The playing games tomorrow night are not included on this bracket.
Correct.
It's just the games that start on Thursday. So get them in by Thursday morning. It doesn't cost a dime to play, but you can win a $100 Amazon gift card for first, $50 for second, $25 for third.
Or $1 million if you win the whole bracket challenge across the country.
I don't see why not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Alabama takes on the College of Charleston, as we talked about. They're a 9-point favorite. Alabama's number 4 seed. Charleston has a solid offense, but they're not much defensively. And there's a ratio or a – What do you call KenPom? You call it a
it's a
equation, it's a KenPom is this statistical tool that's used to look at basketball teams offensively and defensively over their 40 minutes of a game, how well they do offensively and how well they do defensively. So as far as Alabama and the College of Charleston goes, let me shoot these numbers at you. Offensive efficiency, College of Charleston is 58th in the nation. That's not too bad.
That's not bad.
Alabama's number 2 in the nation offensively.
Yeah.
Efficiency, okay? Now, defensively, College of Charleston is 176th in the nation defensively. In defensive efficiency, that's not very good. But then again, Alabama's 112.
Still not 170, whatever it was.
So the Tide – after the SEC tournament and the way their offense looks, they need to get their offense back on track, get the three-pointer to fall. I mean, that's pretty obvious. I don't want to be Captain Obvious. But, I mean, Alabama – being second in the country in scoring, and, you know, not worrying too much about their defensive end of the ball, the court. They need to score points to be successful and win. And that's just – that's the way it is.
And maybe some time to rest their legs and, you know, some time to work on a little more offensive things. They'll be ready to go next Friday.
Okay. This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. This is our second break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Coach Tredarius Goff from Columbia Central High School Football. You are listening to 101.7 WKOM in Columbia, Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Robert Rogers at Parks Motor Sales Buick GMC. Parks Motor Sales was founded by my granddad, Bobby Parks, and my great-granddad, Julian Mays, in 1958. We've been family-owned the whole time, and being family-owned, locally-owned, means you get to get your next vehicle or your existing vehicle serviced by the same people who stand in the grocery line with you, drop their kids off at the same school you do, and smile and are happy to see you when they do. So come see us at Parks Motor Sales in Columbia, Tennessee on 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people, the place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship, beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia, owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Terry, registered gemologist, assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Hey, this is Tripp Stoltz, owner of Columbia Ace Hardware. Spring is here, and we are excited to announce that we have completely remodeled our store. We have expanded our selection in many brands, including Milwaukee, Steel, and Big Green Egg. We have new inventory arriving daily, so come see the changes for yourself at 112 East James Campbell Boulevard, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
This is Elk Kennedy.
The old saying is, happy wife, happy life, couldn't be more true. Many years ago, my wife, Mary Susan, had major surgery on her back, but continued with chronic pain. Doctors were saying invalid, disabled. But then she found the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain in Franklin, Tennessee. It has changed our lives. We visited there recently with Dr. Wendy Tuohy, saw the state-of-the-art facilities. Folks, don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill.
Go to callmepainfree.com.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Surex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Tripp Stoltz with Columbia Ace Hardware. I love listening to 101.7 WKOM FM, Columbia, Tennessee.
The Mules are back in town. Celebrate Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th to 7th in downtown Columbia. All of your favorite Mule Day events are back. Jackpot Mule Races, Log Pulling, Auctioneers Championship, Miss Mule Day Pageant, the Driving and Gated Mule Shows, Liars Contest, and so much more. Don't miss the Mule Day Parade, 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th through the 7th in downtown Columbia. Visit MuleDay.com for a complete schedule of events.
And welcome back into the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. I am Drake, joined in the studio by Big Lou. Big Lou. I keep going Big Lou because I'm in here with Big Lou all the time.
We've been talking a lot about Big Lou.
Clayton the Claw Harris, yes. Hopefully, Big Lou can work out his schedule. He will be broadcasting the
–
He was asked to broadcast play-by-play, work the play-by-play for the Lady Vols softball at – at South Carolina this coming week.
All three games. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
I hope Big Lou can clear out his calendar and get down there to South Carolina.
I've offered to help clear out his calendar. So
I'd go with him. I'd drive him down there. You know.
My understanding is he has an offer to ride with a team down there in a charter bus.
There you go. What could be better, you know? Okay, Tennessee Titans and free agency. As you all have heard, the Titans signed Jaguars wide receiver Calvin Ridley, former University of Alabama standout. Mm-hmm. They also signed Tony Pollard from the Dallas Cowboys. They also have signed Lloyd Cushenberry. Is it Lloyd? I can't remember what his first name is.
Maybe. Sounds good.
That does sound good. He came from the Denver Broncos. And then they brought in with the Cincinnati's head, former assistant, or OC, Brian Callahan. He brought in Chidobe Awuzie, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I believe that's correct.
As a cornerback / safety type situation. And the Titans could use every single one of those guys.
Yep.
And some more. Arguably the biggest need is offensive line. And it looks as though the Titans are set in the upcoming draft in about 5 weeks. to pick up Notre Dame offensive lineman Joe Ault, A-L-T. He has moved up the board over Penn State's Olu Fashanu. And, you know, Joe Ault, that name, it just sounds like an offensive lineman.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It does.
I mean, you know what I mean?
No, I agree.
I mean.
I agree.
Some guys' names, they don't sound like the, you know, they could play that position or whatever. But Joe Ault, A-L-T, yeah, he sounds like an offensive lineman. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But any more free agency moves with the Titans, keep you guys up to date. As Rand Carthen and company look to rebuild this roster, and they need to. There needs to be, I'm not saying blow it up, but I'm just saying get rid of some of the dead weight. You know, there are guys that have been with the Titans for a few years now, haven't really panned out, haven't really shown up, don't mention their name much on Sundays, and they need to go, you know. You got a 53-man roster. You're paying them a lot of money. And their name need to be mentioned on Sundays, making plays for the Titans, winning ball games, being part of the solution, not the problem. I mean.
I agree.
So, there it is. Major League Baseball, opening day, you know.
Be here before you know it.
What about you, Braves fans? I know you're out there. I know you're disappointed after last year. Big expectations for last year.
Still got some favorable odds to win the World Series, though.
Yeah. The suit, I don't know. Major League Baseball has set up an opening day in South Korea. And that is going to be on Wednesday, this Wednesday, as the Los Angeles Dodgers will play the San Diego Padres in South Korea. I assume that's going to be in Seoul or around Seoul somewhere, in a two-game stint this Wednesday, which is the 20th. And then a week from this Thursday, the 28th, is when all major league teams will suit up in those see-through uniforms. Is that for the – what's up with the see-through uniforms? Is that for the ladies?
I have no clue.
I mean, I haven't noticed. Are they that see – will they like – are you – can you, like, see the jock straps, like, on their butts or something? I mean, what? How see-through are they?
It's the first I've heard of it.
There's been some complaints from the Players Association about them, and it's some contract with Nike that Major League Baseball has, I think. But anyway.
Yeah, that's
– I mean, I didn't think Major League Baseball was doing so bad that you – to get women to come to the park or get the ladies to come to the park, you start making your – uniform see-through.
They weren't doing it when John Kruk was playing. That I can tell you for sure.
No, absolutely not. So, a week from Thursday is opening day. Just get ready. Grass is growing. It's getting greener. Days are warming up.
You know what else I'm looking forward to?
What's that?
The Masters.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too.
It's about that time.
I am too.
Jim Nantz, who will not be doing the Final Four this year. Our first final, maybe one of the first Final Fours in a very long time. I was going to say in my lifetime, but a very long time without Jim Nantz.
The Preds extended their point streak to 14 games. They have scored at least a point or more in 14 straight hockey games. They are the Predators are the hottest team in the NHL, bar none. In their last 14 games, folks, the Predators are 12-0-2 during this point streak. I mean, 12-0-2 in their last 14 games. They have not lost a regulation game or lost in regulation. Excuse me. They have not lost in regulation since they lost 9-2 against Dallas on February 15th, over a month ago. Their next victim is tomorrow night, San Jose in Nashville. The Sharks come into Smashville, Bridgestone Arena. And they won Saturday at Seattle, 4-1 at Climate Pledge Arena against the Kraken. So, and congratulations to Kyrie Irving, who hit a wild left-handed shot at the buzzer to push the Mavs over the Nuggets yesterday, 107-105, as Luka Doncic tied the game up for him with like a, I don't know, he had 37 points, hit about a 27-foot three-pointer. It's pretty amazing for a big guy to shoot like that.
Absolutely.
This is the Front Porch Sports Radio Hour. Thank you all for joining us. Get those brackets in. WKOM, WKRM Group on ESPN Bracket Challenge.